Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We talked earlier with Drew Butler, former kicker for the Dogs, and you know, put him on the spot because when he was on that Georgia roster, Mike Bobo was the offensive coordinator, Stacey Searles was the the offensive line coach, and I've said a few times, maybe could you do better? If you're Kirby, is he going to be connected at the hip to Bobo? Some Georgia fans feel you can't blame Bobo this year because the offensive line just wasn't that good, so they couldn't run the football. We also learned today that Trevor Etienne is gone.
Yeah, so that's going to be, as Mr. Butler said, Nate Frazier time next year and a stable of backs there. Mike, they've basically evolved from the Gurley Chubb era of one guy getting all the touches to now it's two, three, four guys. Cash Joneses of the world getting touches in big games. So it's going to be interesting to see how many carries they give Frazier versus the rest of the
guys.
There's
one more transfer portal coming up still in the spring, which drives coaches crazy. But look, the only thing with Frazier is it's like that movie The Program where they make him carry the football all around campus. Just drop the damn ball too much.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. Etienne, look, guess what? You know what that was? At the end of the day, you wasted Trevor Etienne. All that talk about him being a leader, I know he got the speed and situation in Athens, and that's an awkward and an awful situation, I should say, which, you know, a lot of national media jumped on. So he did miss a game. You didn't really need him because you went through Clemson like poop through a goose, and then you're off and running. But I just felt they didn't lean into the run game enough. He have powered through and made some plays. I get it. You got to have holes to break through, but I thought they wasted ETN. I like Frazier. You see why they love Frazier's game, but you said it. Got to hold on to the rock.
Yeah.
And he better have next year.
Well, here's the other thing too, Mike, and you just alluded to it. Offensive line just didn't play up to their capabilities. They have five stars across the board, and a lot of those guys were not playing anywhere close up to it. We talked to Connor Riley on Monday. He said the good news is reinforcements on the way and guys coming back that should learn from their mistakes. So hopefully those holes that you just alluded to will open up next season much more than they did in 2024.
What does Bonnie Blue have in common with Carson Beck?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, according to David Pollack, they're both damaged goods. Oh, take a listen from the podcast.
The injury he has, it's a 6 to 8 month injury. And so that puts him, you know, right up against camp, you know, and trying to get back. And so obviously the value of him is, I don't want to say this, I'm not saying this rude, but like it's damaged goods right now. Like you don't know what you're getting. So if you're going to make a heavy investment, I think it's kind of hard to do if you're a college team.
It's David Pollack on his podcast. Carson Beck, and we talked about this. Was there an attitudinal change in that locker room? Because remember, Kirby Smart, this wasn't like a player. This wasn't an unnamed source in an Athletic article. This is Kirby going, the players really seem to, the energy, the more, I'm doing Ray Goff, but you get the idea. Hey, how you doing, coach? But Kirby basically said there was more energy, and it seems like they ramped up and amped up when it, to be honest, it was Gunnar Stockton and not Carson Beck.
Interesting today, Mike, if you caught this from our buddies at On3, Rusty Menzel, we know does a great job for them. They were all over this. Apparently, Georgia wanted Carson Beck back for the 2025 season.
So you and I debated this. Carl and I debated this. I felt that Kirby was like, maybe better you just because you can't participate in spring football. You don't know. You'll probably be back in August. Off the same surgery that Brock Purdy had, right?
Yep.
It's different than Tommy John for football, your quarterbacks. But meanwhile, Gunnar Stockton would still get the reps, but then you're going to go back to Beck. I didn't vibe that. I thought it was just better to rip the Band-Aid off and turn the page.
I agree. And then according to this article as well, here's a new wrinkle. It was apparently a three-team race between Georgia, Miami, and Alabama. Alabama reportedly reached out to Carson Beck as well and said, we want you to come join us, presented him with a package, and he ultimately chose Miami, presumably to go be with his girlfriend.
Well, his girlfriend does live down there. That doesn't hurt.
But, so apparently it was a three-horse race, and Beck was the one who decided to put a no-contact clause on his decision and go to Miami.
Well, Alabama, remember, guys, they didn't know. We didn't know publicly. They knew, obviously, Jalen Milroe is going to declare. See, I still think Milroe's got to go back and get more polished in the throwing game.
Yeah.
I think it's almost the same argument we had yesterday with Tribble talking about NCAA basketball and how you wish these guys would stick for 2 or 3 years. They're never going to because the NBA union's so strong. You're never going to go back. That toothpaste won't go back in the tube. But if you are Jalen Milroe, you need another year of college seasoning. I mean, I don't think Jalen Milroe's ready for the NFL. Was, you know, Anthony Richardson's still not ready.
Right.
You know, and Milroe's got a little bit more experience than Anthony as far as playing in the bigger games. But getting back to Carson Beck, just felt that it had kind of run its course. Some of these situations beyond his control. We talked about the run game, Bobo maybe not helping him, and then him not helping himself, throwing too many damn interceptions. We know the guys couldn't catch the ball to save their lives, but Carson also threw it to the other guys.
No, he did.
That's the irony. SEC defensive backs catch footballs better than Georgia wide receivers. Well,
especially during that three-game stretch, you're absolutely right. I agree. The feel of it, Mike, absolutely felt like it ran its course with Carson Beck. But my question is now, if Kirby wanted him back so badly, what does that say about Gunnar Stockton?
Well, you know, is the story accurate?
This is what's being reported on three in USA Today's.
And we know Rusty's yeah. super dialed in. He's got a great rapport. So I'm not saying that Rusty's got. I'm just saying first thing you ask. You know what? Who's your source? So that's a check.
Yeah.
And then you get into maybe Gunnar. Look, Gunnar. We know that Kirby's always going to defer to experience, and now Gunnar will be the most experienced guy in that room. They picked up a quarterback from Charlotte. We'll talk more about that coming up. But they've got a quarterback room that certainly isn't as robust as it was this time last year. One more from David Pollack. We kind of touched on it, but here's the three-time All-American talking about the circumstances really didn't help out Georgia's QB.
There's a lot of things that didn't help Carson Beck this year. It didn't help the way his team responded to Gunnar Stockton and just the energy they played with the SEC championship game. Like, you could see how much they rallied around the guy. That doesn't help about what it says about you. I'm not being critical and saying he can't be a great quarterback. I'm just saying that doesn't help. You leaving the team and going elsewhere during bowl season, I can put it to you like this, Brent. Like, talking to people who make these decisions in these realms, that says a lot in a negative direction. It does not say a lot of positive things.
He's not lying. And one more cut from David Pollack talking about Carson Beck and the Nolan Smith comparison as far as getting to the next level.
Mm.
When you look at Nolan Smith a couple years ago, hurts his arm on his sling, right? Like, out for the season. The dude's coaching his team the rest of the year, bringing energy, bringing juice, all up in the mix. And Carson wasn't. Like, it's not. I'm not saying anything negative about him that he can't be something, but I'm saying that those things and the comment about, you know, that watching tape and like not wanting to watch games because he gets stressed out. Like, dude, I can tell you from going through this, like, you get psychoanalyzed for
every single decision. And you're speaking about it from the NFL perspective, by the way, aren't you?
I'm speaking all NFL perspective.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, like, you're getting psychoanalyzed for everything.
He's right, and that's one of those things you and I had talked about, how they're going to approach this. So he goes down to Miami, kind of, you know, reinvigorates whatever you think of him, getting back to what some scouts were saying before the season. Remember, we talked Heisman Trophy hopeful? But he's got the cannon, man. He's got that big arm, and they always love that. Look at Mitch Trubisky. You know, think of all the lives he's had in the NFL, including probably being drafted where he shouldn't have been. So Carson Beck, somebody will fall in love with him. But first things first, got to make sure that thing works, his arm, that is.
Yeah, right. Apparently, I don't think he's doing any free throw shooting contests anytime soon. Here's the thing, too. You know, it's funny, Mike. This weekend I saw they had a juxtaposition shot right before the Bills game, and you see Josh Allen sitting there getting ready for the game. He has the headphones on, the long flowing hair,
right.
Sitting right next to him, Mitch Trubisky, receding hairline.
Really? Already?
Sitting there, kind of looking down at the floor. Oh, what could have been? But one more piece of news before we get out.
I always knew he was in trouble when you found that. Well, my mom calls me Mitchell.
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm calling you Mitch.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to you.
Exactly. Quinn Ewers, Mike, is going to the NFL. Interesting decision.
No, he's not going anywhere in the NFL.
Well,
he's going to wear a baseball hat.
Well, he decided to forego what was reportedly a $6 million NIL offer to stay in college to go to the NFL.
Bigger in Texas, right?
So, I mean, I guess according to you, no shot to make it as a starter?
Well, I think, look, somebody will like him. Look, his stock kind of went backwards a little bit. Everybody, I think, that watched. Now, Carl, my partner, is not here today. He's under the weather. He watches Texas every week, and I'd say it to him, I go, I don't trust yours. And even Carl would kind of shrug and go, yeah, it doesn't look great. Everybody wanted to see Arch Manning. I mean, I wonder if there's even some guys on that Texas sideline that wanted to see Arch Manning. The one thing in that game, especially in that red zone when Ohio State stopped him, they never talked about it. Arch Manning got knocked into tomorrow.
Yes, he did.
In that game. Whenever he almost fumbled and they reviewed it, the knee was down. So I just wonder if he had a healthy Arch Manning and possibly wasn't concussed or just wasn't 100, if Sark doesn't roll the dice. Sark's that red zone man that's running that toss sweep. And that, I'm sorry, it's not Quinn Ewers' fault. But getting back to your initial point, I think this is a really poor quarterback class. I think it's Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward, and then everybody else, you know, you got to fit in the right spot with the right coach. No one foresees a Brock Purdy or Tom Brady's obviously the most famous one. So maybe somebody will surprise us. But right now, it's a thin quarterback
class. Yeah, I'm looking at Tankathon right now, and here's why I think he did it, Mike. You got Tennessee, Cleveland at 1 and 2, who I think are going to go Shedeur and
right.
Shedeur and who am I like?
Travis Hunter.
Yeah, Travis Hunter or Cam Ward, who I'm thinking of, 1 and 2. And then you have Las Vegas sitting at 6. Would they take Quinn Ewers?
Yeah, but that's the, right. Vegas, you're right back to where you started. I mean, hell, that maybe we could get – Vegas is dumb enough. If Brady signs off, we could get dump Kirk Cousins on Vegas.
Well, that would be something, right?
Yeah, because they're really in no man's land. This is just – now, look, something will happen in the combine. Somebody's stock will come up. And you know, all of a sudden, Daniel Jeremiah will be talking about somebody. But it just doesn't – it's just not an impressive quarterback class. It wasn't really for me to begin with going into this
season. No, it wasn't. You had the top two, and then it's a precipitous drop-off. So maybe Quinn's agent saying, hey, if you enter the NFL draft now, you are presumably the third guy wherever you slot, whether it's to the Raiders or whether it's to the Jets or New Orleans or another team that could use a quarterback. And yes, maybe next year, if Carson Beck has the year that we think he could, maybe he knocks you off. Right. So maybe it makes sense just to go to the NFL now.
Hey, man, I still think the money, you can still get into the first round. And if you have a really – he's not as good as Cam Ward. He's just not.
No.
But I think that he can have a 35 touchdown plus and get himself into the back end of the first round, which is a lot more money than where he is right now. There's the judgment, what now, second or fifth round.
Right.
So you'd be dead meat.